Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. Today's show on the 2018 Dirty Kanza, brought to you by Topical Edge, performance and recovery lotion. Go harder, recover faster with Topical Edge. Today we're visiting with Neil Shirley and Coach Adam Mills. Neil, Adam, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us on, George.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
Now, I'd really like for you two to get into a conversation about how you came together and really your early preparation for Dirty Kanza, and we'll go from there.
I'll jump in first, and you know, I've known Adam, you know, from his reputation as working with some of the top professional road racers in the country, and he also, you know, at Source Endurance, they put on the Belgian Waffle Ride Survival Camp, which is like a prep event. And, you know, I've talked about it on the show in the past, George, if you remember. So Adam has kind of headlined that and has really taken an approach, tweaked training approach for riders in, you know, the mixed surface gravel segment, and has had a lot of success. And I noticed that. And for me, I also noticed in my own performances at Dirty Kanza and beyond over the last few years how they've declined, and my motivation has lagged. And I was like, you know, this is a good opportunity to, have someone looking over my shoulder again and have some solid workouts and get a rhythm going.
Yeah, and I don't remember where the ride was, but I remember I've asked Neil one day, when are we going to see the old Neil from the pro racing days that would just rip people's legs off and would, you know, give it a hard charge at the key points in the race. And that's the Neil that I remember seeing from years ago in his professional racing days. So I gave him the challenge and he asked the question kind of innocently, maybe, but he came back and said, why don't we work together and give this a run? So here we are.
Yeah, he told Adam to put his training plan where his mouth is and let's see what he can do. so yeah, that's kind of where it started. And it was late 2017. And so we gave ourselves enough time going into, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. So kind of kicked things off in last December, and December was just kind of a slow ramp up month, and then brought us into the 4 days to fitness, 4 day event that I put on out here in Santa Clarita, just 4 big rides back to back to back where anyone can show up and ride. And so that was kind of like the first foundation point, which is over New Year's. And then from there, it's just been the steady progression ramp where, you know, we really started looking at kind of the fundamentals of what I needed to be successful at Dirty Kanza. And that's being able to push on the pedals hard for a really long time. So, you know, endurance, a lot of steady state riding, threshold riding, doing threshold efforts, you know, after 4 hours into a ride, you know, the type of stuff that we're going to find at Dirty Kanza. So it's really been this steady ramp, and now we're just over a week out, and it's going to be fun to see where we're at.
And Adam, is there a difference in preparation for a gravel race than there would be for an endurance road race of the same distance?
So there is and there isn't. The important part is that the fundamentals of training and fitness, they all stay the same. Whether you're doing a gravel race or a criterium or even a time trial, but the difference is just becoming how you utilize those fundamentals and manipulate fitness for a specific event. And Dirty Kansas is that. I mean, the winning time, the course record is forever. It's well over 10 hours. I want to say it's almost 11 hours for 200 miles, which is crazy fast for a gravel race. And gravel anything. Most of the time your gravel events, if you're fast, you're going to average about 15 miles per hour. So you can do the math on 200 miles of that. But all the fundamentals stay the same, and you just have to, and I'm going to use it like it's really simple, but it's not, but you have to do the homework, and you have to be willing to, you know, make a handful of sacrifices. And Neil's done that. He's done the epic days in the saddle, because you don't get 200 mile fitness from riding 3 hour rides. You know, it takes well over the 5 hour mark to kind of get there. And we've made those adjustments, and, you know, he's had his setbacks like everybody else has, just with work and family and, you know, even the holidays. So that's all pretty normal, but for the most part, it's similar. But there's definitely some differences in there.
And Neil, I would think you're in phenomenal shape for just about any event getting ready for this.
Yeah, I think, you know, going forward after Dirty Kansas, I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to be sitting on a pool of fitness. So I kind of have to, you know, be fun to pick some other events. But, you know, I think one of the most important things I was really looking for with some direction for going into Dirty Kansas this year was kind of what Adam spoke to, was the setbacks and the stuff that's unforeseen that pops up that you can't anticipate when looking at the plan, you know, the next month or 3 months or 6 months. You know, I'm married. I have two young daughters that are sick every other week. Travel with work and all those things, you know, we were able to make as, you know, I got sick, I got a cold and had to miss 5 days of riding. Those are all tweaks that we were able to make together. And that's, to me, that, you know, going forward, that was really even more critical than maybe, you know, we all know there's no magic bullet perfect workout. It's just being able to adapt and make tweaks along the process to make sure nothing was really thrown off in a bad way. So, you know, that's what's kind of allowed me to just stay steady. Yeah, there's going to be, you know, speed bumps, you know, dips along the way, but just keeping that steady progression. And I think we've really accomplished it.
And to that end of what Neil said, you know, Neil's obviously this rider and this athlete and this, call him a figure in the sport. And he has an opportunity to utilize a lot of different means to get more fit. And I know a lot of folks will choose a generic like training plan that you'll purchase from wherever online. And those plans don't change for the ins and outs of an everyday person. And one thing that we've made changes almost every week with whatever Neil does because of his work schedule. And he travels a fair amount, and he has family that has demands on his time and on his energy. And, you know, we back in, I think it was December, we wrote an article, and I had some conversations with Neil about, here's this framework of what we want to do that'll get us to Dirty Kansas in a position where he'll have a performance that he's happy with or elated with, hopefully. And that framework has stayed the same, but by and large, probably 50% of the weekend, week out workouts have been changed whenever we have our consults and talk every week. And that's pretty important for a guy like Neil, or even most of our clients, because they get those changes whenever they need them. And that's what enables more success and more, you know, happiness and better preparation.
We're talking 2018 Dirty Kansas today, brought to you by Topical Edge Performance and Recovery Lotion. Make recovery days a thing of the past with Topical Edge. Now, Adam, is nutrition a part of your coaching plan? Do you work with your clients on that?
Nutrition is a very important aspect of an endurance event or any kind of athletic performance, in all honesty. We work with clients to that end. I'm not a certified dietitian or certified nutrition professional. I can offer a fair amount of advice and help on that. We do have another coach that works with us that is certified for that. And so I will refer clients that want more specific help to that coach. And it's one of our coaches, Coach Grant. But it's very important. It's the fueling and hydration for an endurance event is massive. You know, a guy like Neil, just in, you know, his last couple weeks, he's going on rides that are 3,000 and 4,000 and 5,000 calorie rides. And, considering the body will only store about 1500 calories worth of the high intensity, easy to access muscle glycogen, you have a definite, numbers issue there. So you have to fuel on the bike and keep at it. And, you know, if you miss it for an hour or two, then it can affect you for the next six. And that's never good.
Now, Neil, we talked a little about nutrition last week. Have you changed your fueling throughout this training program? And you were saying that after hour six, really, things that might have worked for you for those first 6 hours may not work so well for you after. What changes have you made to your program?
That's a good question. And I wouldn't say I've necessarily made changes this year. I feel like over the last 4 years at Dirty Kansas and doing other really long events like Gravel Worlds and Belgian Waffle Ride, I've kind of settled on what works. What I talked about last episode was the fact that, you know, after hour 8 or hour 10, your stomach can be turning and just having, you know, the really sweet types of foods that we're so accustomed to when we're training, the drinks and the gels. I'll start needing to look for something different. I think one thing that's going to be critical this year at Dirty Kansas is the heat. I think it's going to probably be around 90 degrees on race day. And so if you start thinking about that, like that's going to wreak havoc on your body being out there for 12, you know, hopefully shorter for me, 11 plus hours, but there's people out there 20 hours. So that's a whole nother thing to consider is, you know, how can you hydrate enough? How can you make sure you're replenishing your electrolytes, even when your stomach doesn't feel like taking that stuff in? So, you know, that's something that I'll be talking with Adam even more about in, you know, over the next week and really coming up with a solid game plan that I have to stick to.
Now, Adam, we're a week out. Can you give us kind of some tips for someone with Neil's experience, what they should be concentrating on during this week? I mean, you're not going to find any more fitness, as well as someone who's looking at doing something of this distance for the first time.
So being a week out, the bad news is if you're not ready by now, you're stuck. The good news is if you're ready by now, the most important thing you can do is just not get sick. This is what is typically called the taper period of a training plan or protocol. And for the most part, it's fair. Generally speaking, we're going to say you keep the ride shorter, keep the intensity high, not like race for the world championships high, but don't drop off your intensity and keep the ride shorter. And enjoy the time off and hang out with the family maybe a little bit more. And, you know, you've already done the homework. And so now you're just doing the final preparation, just getting mentally and physically fresh. And, you know, make sure you have plenty of logistical preparations as well. You know, like Neil said, the hydration issues, if it's going to be hot, you're looking at 1 to 2 water bottles an hour, and a water bottle typically is about 20 ounces. So that's a lot of fluid for sure.
And Neil, you said your daughters are sick every other week.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, I used to panic about it, but it is what it is. And like, you know, I'm not a professional athlete anymore. I can't live in a separate room and, you know, separate myself from that. So I just have to take the precautions, wash my hands as much as I can, lock the zinc lozenges, and, you know, hope for the best. So, you know, those days where you can, you know, go elsewhere and train elsewhere, those are over, and this is real life. So cycling is still very important to me, but it's like number 3 on the list now. So, you know, I can only go so far.
Now, can you both go through the initial interview period? Because I really want to talk about goals here as we wrap things up. And do goals affect the training program? If Neil really wanted to win this, would he be training different than if he wanted to be in the top 20?
Yeah. So the initial goal questionnaire that Neil and I worked through, and as Neil said, he's not a professional athlete anymore. So and he's far enough removed from the professional athlete world where he was able to keep his goals more realistic. And ultimately it was, he wants to have a solid ride at Dirty Kansas. Obviously Neil can place in the top spots, but having that number of, I want to be top 3, it's kind of a drag, because there's 1,000 people that start and only 3 of them get to be in that top spot. So I think if a rider like Neil, with his decision-making process, which is just very, very developed and very mature, but also very important, as well as if he has good fitness and good logistical support, then if you put it all together, he's going to have a great ride. And that's going to be what gives him that feeling at the end of the day of, I left it all out there. And at the end of the day, if that's the goal, and I mean, his goal is just basically to be as fit as possible and to do as well as he can and let the chips lie where they may, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's well said. And that's exactly it. Of course, would I love to win Dirty Kansas? Yes, definitely. Who wouldn't? Do I think that's realistic with, my other time commitments, and the hours I was able to dedicate to training? No, I don't think that's realistic. What I did tell Adam is that I want to have the race that I feel like I'm capable of. And if that puts me in 20th place and I feel like I left it all out there and I rode up to my ability, then I'll go home really happy. So kind of whatever the placing is, I'm okay with. I just want to get the most out of myself that I feel that I can. And that's something that's eluded me so far at Dirty Kansas in the past. And so I just want to check that box and come away with a grin on my face and satisfied.
Now, in conclusion, Adam, are you accepting new clients? Your company accepting new clients? And if so, how do people contact you?
We are accepting new clients. We have 5 coaches spread throughout the United States. So odds are there's someone close enough to you. We can be reached at inquire@source-e.net, and that's an email address that'll get you connected.
Today's podcast brought to you by Topical Edge Performance and Recovery Lotion. Say goodbye to post-workout soreness with Topical Edge. Neil, Adam, thanks very much for joining us a chat for preparation for the 2018 Dirty Kansa.
Yeah, thank you,
George.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.